11 past five, a title Western Australia does not want. Australia's meth capital, but that's exactly what can be revealed today. Not only has consumption of meth gone up, so too has nicotine, alcohol, cocaine, MDMA. In fact, it does not make for very good reading. This is out of a report released by the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission when it tests the wastewater. Michelle Roberts is the police minister. She joins us on Perth Live. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Ollie. Good to be with you.
And not a title, Michelle, that you would like to be reading once again today, as WA being the meth capital of the country.
No, but it's not surprising because that's effectively a title we've had for quite some years now. And that's why we are targeting methamphetamine usage in Western Australia and where we've put in place our meth action plan to get that consumption down. It reached a peak here in WA in September 2016. We have come down significantly by about 20% from that peak, but it's still not a title we want to have.
All right. What else can you do? What else can we, as a community, I suppose, do to try and make sure we shake this title?
Look, I think that we have to continue to put a message into the community, people talking to each other, realising what an addictive drug this is. I mean, so I think there's a lot to be done in terms of education about the dangers of this drug and how it gets a hold of people's lives and the impact it has on people's lives. From a policing perspective, we've interdicted more drugs than ever before. We've seized over 1.5 ton of methamphetamine over the last year or so. And we've also dedicated an extra $100 million in our state budget to establish what we call the meth border force with 100 additional police officers, 20 special staff. We've put in place a meth truck, which we can send out to postal delivery and parcel delivery centres and also take out on the road. Last year, I unveiled three new Isuzu trucks towing specially crafted meth vans or caravans that we're sending out onto the drug transit routes in regional areas. In fact, we're basing those vans in regional areas so that they can do operations there. We've bought new equipment for the police, some handheld devices called TruNarc, and they do literally on-the-spot narcotics analysis in about 1 minute. So you can hold those devices up to a bag or a jar of drugs. Indeed, you can also use the equipment to find drugs in cars. We've equipped police with new mobile phone data downloading devices, and it's a huge task for police, but we're resourced more than ever before. They're seizing more drug than ever before, so we're doing our bit to stop the supply into Western Australia. What we also need to do is reduce the demand, and that really takes community action.
Right. So how do we do that? Because as you just outlined to me, the resources that you've poured into the police and what they have available to them, it sounds pretty impressive, but the figures are obviously not too impressive. And when will we start seeing results?
Well, I would argue that we have already seen results in terms of when I say that the high of September 2016 and that we're 20% down on that, I mean, 20% in itself is a lot, but in terms of the quantity of drugs, that means about 483 kilos less per year. So that's about $500 million less in consumption now than what was being consumed in Western Australia in 2016. So that is a pretty dramatic decline. We can't rest on that. I think the seizures by police have been part of that. So whilst we've still got this unenviable title of consuming more meth in Western Australia than other states, we have seen a decline over that two-year period. So we saw a steady incline in meth use in WA, going back from about 05, 06 through to 2016. We do the other testing that's done, that's called the DUMAR testing, is they test police lockups right around Australia. And so that data goes back over quite some time now. Perth police lockup has had one of the highest levels of meth consumption in terms of the urine analysis that's done there. In 2008, though, when the people who came into custody in the Perth police lockup, 20% of them tested then positive in their urine analysis for methamphetamine. By 2016, that had increased to 60% of those being taken into the police lockup were testing positive in urine analysis for methamphetamine. So that's a huge increase between 08 and 16 to go from 20% positive tests to 60% positive tests. The links between methamphetamine and crime are very, very, very clear. And so our challenge now is to get that meth consumption down from a policing perspective. The part of the equation we're dealing with is reducing it, getting into the community. We've been pretty successful in that with the huge seizures that we've done over the last year or so. We're putting more resource into that, and particularly into regional areas and those drug transit routes. We're way down in terms of those meth labs that used to operate in the suburbs. If you go back 3 or 4 years ago, you were seeing nearly one meth lab explosion or uncovered by police nearly every week. I'm told that for the whole of last year, there were only about 8 or 9 meth lab busts in Western Australia. So whilst people are no longer home baking it or making it in a home environment in the suburbs, what we're still seeing is big consumption, and we believe it's coming in through our borders. We've got 20,000 k's of coastline. That's how some of it obviously makes its way in. We've also got other interstate borders, and we're monitoring those drug transit routes. And we've already had some good results, but the prime job of police is stopping methamphetamine getting into our community and being distributed to people within it.
Michelle Roberts, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie.
Police Minister Michelle Roberts, do you think enough is being done to combat our drugs issue here in the West? Tell me your stories. You just heard Michelle Roberts outline the resources that police now have at their disposal. She said 483 kilograms of meth have been taken off the streets. There's been a reduction by 483 kilograms in the last year of meth that has been seized by police, and she outlined there all the resources at their disposal. But it's a title we don't want. It's a title we certainly do not like, being branded as the meth capital of Australia. It's not just meth, nicotine, alcohol, cocaine, MDMA. What is the drug problem here in WA? And how can we shake these titles? What do we need to do? 9221 882. Tell me your stories on Perth Live.